Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is a very nice day here in North Texas. It's been cool. Yesterday, we were down south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area a little bit, and the weather was very, very pleasant down there. Wind wasn't blowing, and it was not too bad. Got back to Dallas. It's a little warmer, and it's going to be maybe 100 for the first time today. You know, it's supposed to be by now, and a lot of times we've already had the 100-degree weather by now. So it's gardening in the heat time, and if you want to talk about anything, it's wide open lines for you. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. That's all you have to remember, one number, 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Dogfood.com, Victor Dog Food Company, the products, wonderful line of products, no toxic chemical preservatives at all in any of their products, no corn, wheat, soy, gluten, or any of the things that everybody's trying to get away from these days in any of their products. And they also have a line of grain-free, so they've got it all for you, a lot of different choices there, a cat food as well. So if you have dogs, you need to check that out. I recommend the products very highly. Your dogs will love it. Well, I've got a little mixed news to report from the SPCA. From last week, Pinkley is still looking for her forever home, so we need some help for Pinkley. But before that, Maisie and Aurora were both adopted. However, Minnie Pearl still looking for a home, and she's pretty cute. So check her out. All the dogs are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. You can check out today's dog, which is really a sweetie looking dog. You got to check out Susie, 3-year-old female Labrador mix, 36 pounds. She does great walking on a leash. But it says, boy, she loves being off her leash and being able to run and play. It says too, she's fast, makes a good running buddy. Sweet face, which is an understatement. She is really beautiful. Loves to play with toys and be petted. She's spayed and microchipped, has all her age-appropriate vaccinations, and she's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas, for those of you here in the DFW area. So let's try to help out Susie and the other dogs, Minnie Pearl and Pinkley. Also, again, take a look at their photos on our website on Dirt Doctor. .com. Those of you around the country, try to help out your rescue organizations as much as you can. Great way to pick up a pet. My tea this morning is pretty good. It's hibiscus, orange peel, rose hips, and peppermint, chocolate peppermint, and a little local honey, and it's a good tea. Give that one a shot. Questions coming in about fertilizing right now. We're in that window, right smack in the window for the maybe a little bit late even for the second major fertilization of the year. If you haven't done that yet, you're still okay. If you haven't fertilized at all, you need to. Plants might be getting a little hungry. With an organic fertilizer, of course, at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, there are some great choices on the market. We really have a lot of great choices here in Texas, around the country. The organic fertilizers are a little bit harder to find. But what you can do is check with your garden center. If they're not into organics, still being hard-headed about it, go to the feed stores, the local farm and feed stores. Sometimes they can help. Sometimes the hardware stores can help as well. And if they're interested in getting into it, you can tell them to go to dirtdoctor.com, you know, or drop us a note at info@dirtdoctor.com. We can line them up with people that are in the distribution business and get the organic things that we recommend in your area for you. You can do mail order, of course, and especially on certain things, it's a really good way to go. The big, bulky, heavy things, it's better to try to get the local retail stores to get that stuff in place for you so you have it there locally. And we've got a lot of information about it all on dirtdoctor.com. Got some interesting things, as we always do, on Facebook. I did some new videos for the members of the Organic Club of America. And you can go to Facebook and see a little tease about them. I did videos. Yoga Mike helped me with some videos of me explaining the different fences that I have at my place, and including the one that's a little controversial, one of my favorites, the colorful one. We call it the Guanajuato fence, because the photograph that you'll see in the video is the photograph I took in Guanajuato that kind of inspired that idea, Guanajuato, Mexico. And we also call it the Joseph's Coat fence, but the several wood fences I talk about, and I explain how they're made. I think it'll surprise you that they're pretty simple to do. So if you got any interest in seeing how I made my fences and how it was all put together and all that, you can go to the members area. If you're not a member, you can join real easily online. It's very inexpensive, and there's a lot of stuff that's just for the members, and you can read all about that by clicking on that button, that green button over on the left-hand side of the homepage at dirtdoctor.com. And there's some other videos, other things in there just for the members. We've taken some of the travel stuff we had just for members out of the members-only area, and you can access it on YouTube now and see that stuff. And I'll be adding some new travel stuff. I got a ton of travel information to turn into videos for you, and we'll have in that members area in the near future. Again, our telephone number here, 866-444-3478. I didn't visit with Bob yesterday. I was traveling, and we got our wires crossed about needing to contact me on my cell phone, so we didn't visit yesterday. But one of the things that we've had some conversation about on Facebook, as a matter of fact, there's some photographs about this there too, is a couple of different subjects, actually. One is feet under pots. Now that it's up there in the high 90s and going to be even hotter, it's really a good idea for you to get your pots up off the paving, whether it's brick, concrete, stone, or whatever. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. Somebody chimed in after I put a couple of ideas there with a good idea, a little black, I think they're hard rubber spacers that are very easy to use. I think that's a real good idea. There are ceramic and porcelain feet that are available. And, in fact, I've got a shot for you of one of our pots that has that kind of a device. They're a little more pricey, and they, you know, they're more visible, too. You see them. The thing that we've used a lot at our place is corks, wine corks. And you can use real cork or the synthetic ones, either one. The synthetic ones tend to be a little better because they don't crush as easily and probably last a little bit longer. And they can be, even though in my shot, the photograph, I've got them out at the edge so you can see the corks under the pots. But when you do actually do it, slide them just a little bit farther under, and you get a nice little relief at the bottom of the pot. And you keep the airspace under the pot and the pot not touching the hot pavement. And it makes a big difference. The temperature on the bottom of the pots really is makes it tough. You have to water more often for one thing, and it's hard on the roots and thus the plant. So and if you got some other ideas about what to use in that regard, let me know. But check it out. The pictures are on Facebook. Go to Facebook. It's Facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor is the direct route there. I did change my photograph, and after I did it, I thought I maybe need to go back to the other one because I've always told you look for the photograph of me to make sure you're on the right Facebook page where I have the red shirt on. And I put a new photograph on there where I have a white shirt, so now I think I have a white shirt on both Facebook pages. The one that's not the fan page that doesn't have much information at all. I'm with the two dogs, and the one that has all the information is the fan page. You can tell it really easily. I still don't understand why there has to be two. It seems confusing. It is confusing for me because I don't get a lot of this tech stuff. Let's see, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, the other thing I put on Facebook that generated some interesting conversation was I have a photograph of the lower pond of my water feature, and the lower pond is where the koi are. And as I've told you before, we've had a little trouble with egrets or herons. I tried to find a decoy, and I have not been able to do that. If anybody knows where they are, that's fine. But I tried something a little different, and I'll tell you about that if you haven't seen the photographs when I come back, and we'll chat about that. And then go to the phones, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil. The richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and dirtdoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And just real quickly before we go to the phones, the solution I'm attempting to shoo away the herons and the egrets from fishing for my koi at home has been installed. It was very simple, and you can see a photograph on our Facebook page. On one end is a blue gazing ball, a ceramic gazing ball, and the other end is a big yellow orb, and it is one of those exercise balls that we had outside and hadn't been using. And we put them there, and haven't seen any birds, big birds, since. People sent in, several people have commented and recommended some other things. One of them is that gizmo that looks like a mechanical bird that comes on when it senses any kind of a motion, and it sprays water out. I've tried that, and I think it's kind of cool. My only concern about it is that when you're not home, you're leaving a device in your yard that has water pressure on a garden hose. And that gives me some concern, because if it's sprang a leak or blew out or whatever, you would be wasting a lot of water and a lot of money while you're gone. But other than that, it seems like a pretty cool device. And then some other people had some other suggestions. The heron decoy came up again by one of the people that chimed in, and I'd love to find one. So if anybody has any ideas, I've gone to some of the really big outdoor stores, and they had some decoys for ducks and geese and regular kinds of things, and some targets of various animals, but they didn't have any egret or heron decoys at all. So if anybody knows where you might get something like that, let me know. To the phones, first up this morning from Orlando, Florida, is Souse. Is that right? Well, let's see. I pushed the wrong button. We're using the other side this morning, aren't we, Matt? Souse, you there?
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm an agronomist from the University of Georgia. I've worked on golf courses, and I worked at Walt Disney World before it opened. And we've built some tremendous berms and agricultural features that are there for landscape purposes. Mm-hmm. But thinking about the border coming up from Mexico, I was wondering if we started on this side of the border and ran Border Patrol plows or whatever and just plowed north and dig a big ditch, big valley through there, piled it up. It would make it harder for the recreational vehicles or whatever, the motorcycles they're driving through there, to bring people into Texas. And I just thought that would be used agriculture as part of the border patrol. The fences are so expensive, and they cut them anyway. So I just wondered about that. That's what I wanted to bring up to you.
Well, why would a ditch that we would dig slow them down more than the river itself?
Well, they go through the river already. The river's there. But we would start off on dry land and start plowing up and build a 50- or 60-foot berm, plow everything north. So they'd have to come across the river, across the border, and then go up this big hill.
Then go through a ditch and then a berm of the soil.
More than a ditch.
All right with me. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it'd be just about as expensive as building a big fence, though.
Well,
but interesting idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's your dirt doctor, and I just thought I'd bring it up and bring it up to the governor when you talk to him again.
I'll do it. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but I will.
Okay,
thank you, Sal.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Appreciate your call. A little food for thought there about our border issues, which are a problem, obviously. Randy in Gustin next up. Hi, Randy. Well, I keep going to the wrong side. We got a pot that's not working this morning, so I got to retrain my brain. Randy, you there?
Hello. Good morning, Howard.
Hey, Randy.
I've got a question. I've got, I'm out in Comanche County, a lot of sand, free-range chickens, and they have a tendency to dust themselves in the sand, and that causes a lot of divots out in the yard.
Uh-huh.
And I know the hazards of inhaling DE, but could I put a tray in the chicken house and they would dust in that and maybe not be so bad out in the yard?
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. I don't think that they'd need to do it very often. It would be more effective than the sand. You know what they're trying to do. They're trying to control mites and things themselves with their dust bath that they do. We were playing in a little golf tournament the last couple of days, and there were a bunch of chaparrals, you know, the road runners on the golf course, and I saw one of them over in a sandy area just having a time on his back doing exactly that same thing. But I see what you mean. They do kind of foul up. They could foul up spots in the area. A bin of natural DE would not be dangerous for them at all. You know, you don't want to be breathing dusty stuff all the time, whether it's, you know, fine sand that they're doing out in the yard or diatomaceous earth, either one. But it's not anything where breathing a little bit of it, you know, on a occasional basis of dusting it in themselves is going to hurt them at all. The fellow that taught me about using DE on around birds the first time, and this was, gosh, 30 years ago, I guess, I went to see this fella in North Dallas, and he had about 4,000 birds in his house. He had a big, you know, aviary, and he was in, you know, the business. And he would go through with one of these old pump things like you see on old cartoons that blow dust out, and he would blow dust out all over these birds all through the where they live. And he said he had been doing it for years and had never seen any problems at all.
Okay.
Give it a shot. Let me know how it works for you.
I may give it a try.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And if you use DE, everybody, it has to be the natural stuff. I'll talk about it a little more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back just real quickly before we go back to the phones, a little bit more on DE. Those of you maybe new listeners and haven't heard that before, yes, I do recommend natural diatomaceous earth, amorphous diatomaceous earth that you can buy in feed stores and garden centers and mail order and all kinds of different ways. It is good for treating animals, birds. Like I said, I learned about it originally from a fellow who dusted throughout the bird cages all over the birds, and I said, my goodness, doesn't that hurt their breathing or their eyes? And he said, no, I've been doing it for 20 years, and I've never had it cause any problems. Breathing anything, you know, daily, I don't care what it is, household dust or whatever, would not be a good thing, but occasionally using it like that is fine. How I recommend using DE more than anything is going into the food of animals. He didn't realize that he was actually doing that by dusting it all through the cages and everything. A certain amount of it was getting in the food and the water and getting into the birds, and that's good for digestion and control of internal parasites and other things too. I think it makes digestion and trace mineral availability increase, and so you get beneficial results there. And if you feed natural diatomaceous earth to your livestock, to your pets, that's a good thing. You can also do it with zeolite, fine textured zeolite, or montmorillonite clay, which is in the what's in the Victor pet foods, by the way. And it's a the montmorillonite clay is a Redmond salt soil product, and it's terrific too. So there's different ways to go with this. Ground up rock minerals are a big part of what we recommend. DE is also available and useful in the soil. It's it provides available silica, which sometimes isn't available in the diet of plants and animals. So that's why we talk about DE, and there's a lot more detail about it that you can learn in my books and on dirtdoctor.com. Go in the library and just look up DE or diatomaceous earth. Be sure to never get the swimming pool stuff. It's been calcined and treated, and it's dangerous to breathe, very much dangerous, as opposed to the regular natural stuff, natural material. Nicole in Plano is next up, and I'm going to remember to hit the right side here sooner or later. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
What's up?
Can I trim my Indian hawthorn back about 8 inches? The gardener doesn't want to touch it because he said it's in July and everything, but he didn't do it in the winter. And I'm trying to list a house. And
it in the winter would be a mistake because you wouldn't have any flowers on it after trimming it in the winter. The best time to trim it is right after it blooms, which means you're a little bit late for that, but you're probably okay to trim it now and still, you know, develop buds and have flowers for next year. It's not the ideal time, but it wouldn't be as bad as waiting and doing it in the fall or winter. You definitely will eliminate the flowering if you do that. Now, the only other thing about pruning Indian hawthorn is that you'll notice that the foliage tends to be right on the end of the stems. And so if you trim back very far, you're not going to have anything but bare plants left. That one will look bad, and two, it can stress and even kill the plants. So be careful about cutting all the foliage off if you do the trimming.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Let's go to Brian in Roanoke next. Hi, Brian.
How you doing, Mr. Garrett?
Doing pretty good.
All right. Well, I have a grapevine we planted last year, and this year, I mean, it grew fast. It gave us a nice crop of grapes that the birds enjoyed, but now it's drying out. It's something that it's similar to what normally happens to every other plant in November. It just looks like it's dying or going dormant, and I don't know if this is if it should do that.
No, it shouldn't. It should still be nice and green and have grapes developing right now. Generally, when something that dramatic happens, Brian, it's a water related issue, either too much, stayed too wet, which you can do easily with grapes. They're fairly xeric plants, you know. They can take some pretty dry conditions. In fact, some of the places in the world where grapes are grown the best are really dry regions, you know. The opposite end of that can happen too. I mean, you can let them get dry and desiccate, and the whole plant goes down from that. It's usually the too much water, staying too wet, and not only will that cause an anaerobic situation that the plant won't like, but it can also lead to disease pathogens on the roots, and that may be what you're dealing with.
Okay. Can I give it the sick tree treatment? Or?
You can do the sick tree treatment to any kind of plant. Aerate, stick some holes in the ground, or aerate with liquid with hydrogen peroxide, and then put out all the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation.
Okay.
And cut back on the water. Get a probe, either a golf club with the head broken off, or a professional pipe probe, and probe that soil and see if you're not staying too wet there. I bet you that's the problem.
Yeah, I think so, especially with the rain that came through. I mean,
right.
We really wanted to rain, but yeah, hot and humid, and so I knew that the humidity made some of the leaves turn brown, but I didn't know it was going to get like this. So
try to dry it out some, improve the drainage, sick tree treatment. Maybe you can save it. If not, you can start over. They're pretty fast growing.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
We've got the world's worst conditions for grapes in our little experimental garden. We've got them because of the space we have in there. I planted them on a wall that faces west, and so we've tried. In fact, that's one of the next things I'll do. The fences in that area of our office and experimental gardens are fences that I don't have included in these videos we just did. The ones in the videos are all stuff at our home. And we have some kind of unusual things on the fence there. Primarily, we've put in some ventilation. We've put in some iron to provide windows of ventilation through there, but it still gets really hot, and it's kind of a, you know, it's not a good natural setting for grapes. Grapes like to be in the open and have the breeze blow through and stay relatively on the dry side. So we fight a few little issues in there. Have pretty good production considering it's terrible conditions for grapes, but it's not the best situation. Have an open line for you now at 866-444-3478. Neil is in Colorado Springs. Hey, Neil.
Right. How are you? I called you about 10 or 12 years ago about chestnut trees.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Oh,
right.
Sure. And when somebody calls me about chestnut trees, I remember because I've gotten about two calls about them in all the time I've been on the air, I think.
Right. Well, that's great. I'm out here in Colorado Springs, the frozen zone.
Yes.
Most of the time. But about 2.5 months ago, you know, in order to do tomatoes, I went out and got this very plant. It's called a patio.
Yeah, patio tomato. Yeah.
And it's got two tomatoes on it. However, that's how it came. See, nothing has grown since. No flowers, and all the leaves are curled. Okay, it just hasn't grown. And I can't understand what's wrong. It's about 14 inches high, and it's stuck. And
well, Neil, the note here says it's on your balcony. What kind of sunlight does it get?
Right, a very small amount.
Okay.
I have to wheel them around to different areas of the balcony to catch whatever sun there is.
Okay. Well, that's the main problem, because tomatoes really need to have full direct sun all day long to do well. What about your feeding? Is there any possibility that that it's a little hungry also?
Well, when I got this plant, it had a tiny bit of this leaf curl, but I thought maybe it was the variety of tomato, but the whole deal is like that now. And, no, I feed it, Jobs, you know, those, fertilizer sticks.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of those things. What you need to do, Neil, one, is figure out how you can get more sunlight or change to some other kind of crop that can take a far less light.
Yeah.
Because tomatoes are never going to be very happy there. But using the, organic fertilizers that are blends, that are meals, and or the mixture that we call Garrett juice, which you can make yourself. You can buy it commercially if you want to, but you can make it yourself and drench it into the soil and put it on the foliage on a regular basis. The leaves being curled is not natural. Patio tomatoes have big, wide leaves, and they shouldn't be narrow and you know, wilted looking or crinkly or misshapen. You could possibly have a virus. There's a virus that hits tomatoes. It's called curly top. But
right.
But that could be related to the fact that the plant's in stress because it's not happy about the fact that it's in the shade a lot of the day.
Yeah.
Let me give you a tip. Go to the nursery and get yourself, if you can find some, or next time, or starting now for the fall, you can grow peppers. And peppers will grow in the shade.
Okay.
As opposed to their kin folk, the tomato.
Right. I'm going to have to do that. It's got, as I said, it's got two tomatoes on there. That's how I bought it. One of the tomatoes is turning red now, which is a good sign. It's been on there for 2.5 months.
I hope it's going to be okay when you finally harvest it. That's all you can do. Go ahead and harvest it, and it'll redden up for you, or leave it on the plant, either one. Look into getting you some peppers or some greens or something else that can take a little bit more shade, and you'll have a lot better luck.
I hope so. Okay, now the Garrett juice, would it be at Ace Hardware, you think?
Ace in Colorado Springs probably does have it. There's a fellow there that owns about three Colorado owns three Ace stores, and he may have the commercial product for you. If they don't, the formula is on my website on dirtdoctor.com, and it's in all my books, and it's real easy to make. So
and let me help me if I drink some myself, maybe. And
well, the only thing it won't do is grow hair on the top of your head, which I unfortunately have discovered. I was hoping it would help with that, but it does not at all. So I really wouldn't recommend that, Neil. Let me run and help some other people, but get you some Garrett juice and get you some peppers.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Poolville. Let's wait till we get back from this break, and we'll go to Poolville and talk to Faye. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. That website I referred to where you can find all the formulas that I recommend and all the basic program information that I recommend and videos and all kinds of stuff is dirtdoctor.com. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. As promised, here's Faye in Poolville. Hello, Faye. Faye, are you there? Well, let's try.
Hello.
There she is. Hey, Faye. I snuck up on you, huh? Faye, you there? I can hear her, Matt, but she apparently can't hear me. You want me to try that other pot? Okay. All right, let's see if that'll work. Faye, are you there? Well, something's wrong there. Sorry about that. We'll try to get her back. How about Jackie in Purdon? Hello, Jackie. Okay, well, let's try this. Jackie, you there? Well, we're having some kind of issue here, Matt. We'll try one more caller. How about Richard in San Antonio? Richard, you there?
Can you hear me, Howard?
Yeah, there you are. We got okay. Richard.
We just bought a house that's 4 years old, and that's how long the Bermuda yard has been neglected. Let me tell you what I've done so far. I came out and put some Medina Plus.
Uh-huh.
After that, I followed up with an entire bag of the Medina granular fertilizer.
Okay.
And I had some ants back there, so I came by and did a couple of applications of molasses, liquid molasses. Now, what else can I do? There's lots of weeds. I've been cutting just about every week with an old-fashioned reel mower, you know, same height to try to prevent the weeds from taking over. And I want to do compost, but am I too early in the year, too late in the year to do that?
No, you can basically do compost anytime you want to if you use a good quality compost and it's needed and you haven't done it before, so that'd be fine. Kind of the ideal time to do it is fall. So what you might want to do is, even though you've used some liquid products there, you haven't used the entire Garrett juice formula yet. Those products you mentioned don't contain any vinegar. It's the one thing that always gets left out. So next time you use those products, add some vinegar at about an ounce per gallon to it and do a good spraying and drenching. That will help you.
Okay, are we talking about apple cider or regular
apple cider vinegar? Uh-huh. Okay. 5% apple cider vinegar. It's kind of the thing that completes the Garrett juice mixture. Very, very important, making the nutrients available to plants and all that. One thing you might also consider there, since you're dealing with a weed situation, one of the large commercial or residential projects that I've been doing some consulting on, I've been using this product on a fairly large scale for the first time, even though I've done it on large scale at my own home, but it works on some weeds I didn't even think it would work on. And it's called Agrilawn, A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, Agrilawn crabgrass killer.
Okay.
And it is a potassium bicarbonate and cinnamon product. The cinnamon is what they claim to be the active ingredient. What you do is you wet down the entire area, you dust this stuff out. And one thing that popped up on this project, and I saw it on my own project originally, the container comes with a cap on it that has, you take the cap off and there's still another cap that has holes in it, and they tell you to shake it out on the weeds. It doesn't work very well that way. The holes are too big. So when you buy the product, you need to find some kind of a little duster. A turkey baster will work. And you can also get in some of the nurseries a little duster that's a green bulb kind of a duster. There's also a bigger one that you can get mail order or in some of the stores that has a crank on it. And you put it in the powder in this little container, and then you crank and it blows out a real, real fine mist or a dusting of the material. That puts a finer but more thorough coating of the stuff on the wet lawn and the weeds that you're trying to kill. The weeds will turn yellow first and then black and then die. It works very, very well. So that's just an additional thing you can do to go along with the organic amendments and fertilizers you're starting to use.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll wait off the compost until the fall in because I didn't want to encourage.
That's ideal. Wait till September or October. Put out about half inch then.
All righty then. Thank you much.
Appreciate the call. And next is Faye is back with us. Hi, Faye. Sorry about that.
Hey, no problem. I went to turn up my volume and you were gone.
Well, you're back. What can I do for you?
I'm back. Okay. As I told your gentleman who answered the phone, and he said he's experiencing that too. I like the cicadas. I love to hear them in the evening in the summer, and they're beautiful bugs or insects, whatever. And anyway, lately they've just been flailing, coming down and just flailing in the yard. And I try to put them back up on a branch, and they just flail right back down. What's happening?
Well, that's natural. They do a certain amount of that. They do that at the end of their life cycle after they ovoposited their eggs in the twigs, right? The females, they'll start dying out like that. You normally see one here and one there. You don't see a whole lot of them in any one spot. But, yeah, that's the normal thing that they do.
Okay, I've seen three or four, but I'm going, oh, that's so sad, because I love hearing them.
The singing is kind of nice unless it gets too strong. I'm getting a lot of calls and a lot of notes from people about the cicada killers that are around. And, of course, the cicada killers sting them and then take them down into those holes they dig and feed them to the young.
I've seen them do that.
Yeah. But I think you're just seeing a normal situation, normal life cycle.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Garrett.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate your patience. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll do another hour. And we'll take your calls at 866-444-3478.